Neil Frastaglia, corporal, infantry mortarman. I'm just one of the normal guys out there running through the streets.
Neil Frastaglia lost both his legs while patrolling the streets of Iraq. He has spent countless hours recovering from his injuries. Part of that recovery has been outdoors, fly fishing with a group called Project Healing Waters. The goal of the volunteer fishing guides is to help vets recover both physically and mentally.
See that stick out in the water?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, just to this end of the stick and let it sweep back a little bit further.
Okay. That's what I can do. Oh, got a few. They were mostly 15 to probably about 18-inch rainbow. And all nice fish, good colors. I mean, a few of them had a pretty decent fight to them, so. I don't know if how many people put their wheelchairs in water before just to catch fish, but I guess it worked for me, so hey, whatever. So.
Try that.
All right.
It's small, but hopefully you catch a big fish.
Went to Iraq with 3rd Battalion, 7th Marines. And then I was in Ramadi until I got hurt, so. Like a lot of guys, IED blast. It was a large IED buried under some trash alongside the road. It was that night, actually, so there was no way at all we were actually going to see it. I was on foot. Blast came under the truck that we were standing next to and caught me in the legs. There are 7 of us injured. 5 of us are amputees. We have 1 leg in between the 5 of us. The others were just burn injuries and 1 KIA. He was one of my Marines. And I knew from the time of the blast that my legs were in trouble. If I lived, there was going to be some serious problems. A Navy corpsman who was in my platoon, he lost a leg about a month and a half beforehand. And I was the one who found him, and I put a tourniquet on his leg and carried him to a vehicle to get him out, evac'd. So I knew what could happen. And when I got hit, it really didn't surprise me when I woke up and found out, you know, how badly injured I was. You know, which is kind of odd to say, you know, kind of for someone who lost their legs. But it was hard. I mean, the first 3 weeks were really rough. But once I was able to get around and get into a wheelchair and start doing things on my own again, it got a lot easier. And I mean, there's still days where you go, oh, you know, what the heck am I going to do for the rest of my life? But I have a pretty good plan set up and just gotten married in September. And I actually want to be a high school science biology teacher. I want to go to school and start over where I ended my education 4+ years ago now. But there's going to be an influx of, you know, military amputees going out into the workforce and going to college. And I mean, there's already a lot of amputees out there. You know, I can tell when somebody's walking on a prosthetic leg. I've been around amputees for the last year. I don't think it'll ever be a common thing. At least I hope not. But already it's happening, and in the next few years there's going to be more out there. So, you know, just start over at life and see what happens.
That's the spot right there, right on that ledge.
Right over the ledge. It's 100 fish right here. They're hanging right underneath that stuff there.
So we can.
Neil Frastaglio's story was produced by Barrett Golding of HearingVoices.com. Our series on Project Healing Waters continues tomorrow. To hear all the stories in our series, visit our website, npr.org.